This is a Hutch Post Podcast news update.
The National Weather Service in Wichita has issued a red flag warning for extreme grassland fire danger from 11 o'clock this morning to 5 o'clock this afternoon. Northwest winds will be from 20 to 30 miles an hour, gusting to 40 miles an hour with relative humidity as low as 17%. Any fires that develop will likely spread rapidly and become very difficult to control. Outdoor burning is not recommended. A red flag warning means that critical fire weather conditions are either occurring now or will shortly. A combination of strong winds, low relative humidity, and warm temperatures can contribute to extreme fire behavior. A former KU Jayhawk with a brief NBA career is facing sex crime charges in Oregon. On April 9th, 31-year-old Ben McLemore was arrested at the Portland International Airport on an outstanding felony warrant for rape, unlawful sexual penetration, and sex abuse. Those charges stem from a reported sexual assault that occurred in Lake Oswego, Oregon, back on October 3rd, 2021. Detectives learned that the victim of the rape was assaulted at a home in the 1200 block of Cherry Lane in Lake Oswego. She identified McLemore as the suspect. He was playing for the Portland Trailblazers at the time of the incident. The full release is at HutchPost.com. CNN reports five people have been arrested, four of them juveniles, after a Wednesday afternoon shooting that happened in a West Philadelphia park during a large Muslim religious celebration. The shooting happened around 2:30 Wednesday afternoon at Clara Muhammad Square, where about 1,000 people had gathered for the celebration to wrap up the Muslim holy month of Ramadan. Dallas police said Wednesday that Kansas City Chiefs wide receiver Rashee Rice faced charges including aggravated assault after he and another speeding driver of a sports car caused a chain reaction crash on a Dallas highway. Police said that arrest warrants have been issued for the 23-year-old for one count of aggravated assault, one count of collision involving serious bodily injury, and six counts of collision involving injury. Rice's attorney, State Senator Royce West, said last week Rice had been driving a Lamborghini sport utility vehicle when the crash occurred. Hutchinson USD 308 wants to inform the community before changing what buildings its students are in. Wednesday, April 10th, the district hosted its fourth facilities meeting at the Hutchinson Public Library. The district formed a facility steering committee that started meeting on a regular basis in early 2023. The main idea is they'd like to have a 6th, 7th, and 8th grade center and a pre-K center. If they do both of those buildings, plus the additional elementary projects that they have on the drawing board, the bond issue could be up to $120 million, or they may have a smaller version of that that they choose to do, but all of that's going to come in front of the Hutchinson Board of Education in May. And a bank was robbed in Wichita. Police still looking for a suspect. It happened yesterday just before 11:30 at the Wells Fargo Bank, 455 Southwest Street. The white male between 50 and 60 years old with long gray hair and a black and white beard announced the robbery to a teller and demanded money. The suspect indicated he had a weapon, but one was not displayed. The suspect was wearing black sunglasses and a blue jean jacket. We have a photo from their surveillance camera at HutchPost.com. When you're away from your radio, hear the latest newscasts, sports, and more on demand with the podcast page at HutchPost.com.